The rising trend of child rape cases in the country has been described as worrying. Child rights activist Bright Appiah said it is unfortunate the Ghanaian society has no respect for children and people abuse their rights with impunity. He said this in an interview with Yaya Kwamua.
The process...
What I can say is that it's a multiple of issues that result into that. One would also stem from the fact that there is no respect and the dignity for children within a certain cultural environment. Therefore, people tend to take advantage of children and do whatever they feel that they cannot do to others. They can they just exercise some of these things on children. And some purely are also psychological issues that we need to also treat. And then I also feel that other people give other justification for why they do that, especially when they believe that when children dress in a certain way, it is also make them to commit such offense. Those excuses are not defenses in terms of committing offenses against children. So whatever punishment that there is for people who commit such offenses, I think that we should go the full length of that punishment and make sure that those who deserve such are given such punishment and all that.
In the case of where the child is 4 years old, how attractive will this be to assist a 2-year-old man?
That's the difficulty that we'd also face. But these are some of the symptoms. These are some of the things that people give attribution to that make them to commit such offenses. But generally, as I've said, such excuses are not a defense in terms of committing offenses against children. Or you can go to any court to prove that that is what caused your action. So it is not something that we need to even discuss, but the whole rallying point for me is focused on the fact that there is no respect for the dignity of the child in our society. Therefore, people feel that they can do whatsoever they want to do.
Mr. Appiah urged the courts to use their powers to ensure that people who abuse the rights of children are fully punished.
When it comes to issues concerning children, especially when it comes to their social development, and also ensuring that their best interest is paramount in any matter, the court have a lot of discretion in terms of how they administer issues concerning children. And I think that is one of the ways that the court can also look at the advantage aspect of that discretionary power to ensure that people who commit such offenses against children face the full rigor of the law, and also ensure that children benefit fully from the administration of justice when it comes to the well-being of children. Because what we have seen is that in most cases, you realize that cases will go to court and then the court would only look at the criminal aspect of it, at the neglect of the welfare and the well-being of the child without any proper defined mode for taking care of the child. Whilst we administer punishment, we would also seek for the well-being of children. That will give assurance to the system so that when they are administering punishment to whoever has committed offense, they know that there is a defined moment for children to lean on. Therefore, when they are sentencing their parent, they know that the system will be able to take care of their children. Because most of the abuse that happens to children happens within the family system. So the question that the court, I believe, will ask is when they commit that people to prison and all that, who will be there to take care of the child?
Bright Appiah, the executive director of Child Rights International, in that interview with Yaya Kwamua.